A nice week, Nicholas. Appreciate your time. Great to have Brad Johnson with us on a Thursday morning. He's our Thursday morning specialist around these parts, and we love it. But I've been accused, Jono, of having a bias towards the Bulldogs. This is from David off the SMS. Very biased to the Doggies this morning. We've had Marcus Bontempelli on. We've got you on. Come on, get that page even. That's from David off the SMS. So we need to just straighten things up. We've had another caller just call through. In fact, Mr. Miyagi has called through.
Lesson for whole life. Whole life. Have a balance. Everything be better. Understand?
We understand, Mr. Miyagi. All of life in balance, everything will be better. So we're going to make the show better.
If you had your time
having
again,
balance.
That would have been played.
My word, it was. My word. Because all of life is better when you have balance. So we're going to balance it up. And David Neitz is going to help us balance it up, Jono. The great champion, the former captain, 306 games of excellence in the Melbourne Football Club. He's going to provide, as Mr. Miyagi requested, the balance. Good morning, Nita.
Good morning, Danielson. How are we, guys?
We're going great. Having a hell of a time on a Thursday morning, especially now that you're involved with us. Grand finals for the D's, Nita. It hasn't happened for a while. You were the skipper the last time out. What memories does it bring up for you?
Yeah, look, it's been a hell of a 21 years since we've been in the big show. So, it is a long time and a lot of heartache in between. But I'm excited to be back there where we've wanted to be for such a long time. But look, I guess for me, it doesn't bring back the best of memories. The build-up was fantastic, but unfortunately for us on game day, we ran into a red-hot Essendon team. That I think Jono's team were the only team to beat them that year, but they were absolutely red-hot in 2000, and we were a long way off the pace.
Nita, where do you find yourself? Did you get your chance to get over to Perth? Did you read the play and get on a plane or get permission to get over there?
No, there's so much talk of fly to Darwin and then go from Darwin. Like Brad Green he's from Tasmania. I can stay with mum and dad for a little while. There's a lot of theories going around, but no, unfortunately, I'll be like all of the Melbourne supporters, bunkered down at home, but I'm sure that I'll tuck myself away with a couple of beers and hopefully enjoy the viewing.
Does it fill you with a sense of pride, having an involvement with the club? Obviously, not just an involvement, a captain of the club through a grand final campaign, but it's been such a drought for the D's, but seeing what these guys are putting out there at the moment and the potential to actually be a premiership team, does it fill you with, as a past player, with great pride?
Look, it does. It does. I just think that the way that the club as a whole have gone about it over the past, what has it been? Probably since 2014, 15, around that time where there was a bit of a fork in the road. And I guess Roosie came along, a new president came along, Simon Goodwin was appointed, Todd Viney really looked closely at the list, and the build, I guess, started from there. And to sort of understand what that philosophy was. And then, you sort of start to see the type of players that are playing in the red and blue colours. And I guess that's where it all started. But you've got to actually, you've got to do the hard work and you've got to get on the training track and work on your strategies and all those types of things. I mean, to see it all clicking at the moment, good enough to get into the grand final at least, it's enormous.
Nita, are you a little bit nervous and concerned? One game in 21 days and you come out against a team that has the two R's, rhythm and rest. It must make you extremely nervous.
Look, a little bit. It's a little bit unusual, isn't it? It never happened before. It feels unusual as a fan, to be honest, after the high of the preliminary final and then you take a rest as a fan yourself. You want to probably build that momentum into the big game. But look, what I would say about... I guess the last couple of years, it's just thrown up so many different scenarios, and I think the players are pretty well versed at that. And I, what has developed in me, at least, is just faith and trust in the group that, we may or may not win, but I just know that we're going to perform. You know, you look at Max Gawn and Clayton Oliver and Christian Petrarca, and they were at a high level really, really consistently. So, you know, it doesn't guarantee the victory, but I just got so much faith that we'll perform, we'll bring the pressure, we'll bring the heat, and we'll see whether you doggies can contain it.
Oh, look at this. This is real us against him stuff. Yeah.
Actually, Nita, one quick one, Nita. I heard Jack Watts saying yesterday on Fox Footy that there's a past players group that's been put together, a bit of a WhatsApp group. I hear you're not involved, though. What happened there?
Oh, I've been left off. No. Rod Grinter's put that together. It's just fantastic. Guys in the 70s and the 80s, 90s, 2000s, really connected everyone, and there's so much banter going on in that group. It's a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. I think a few of the boys have given halftime speeches, scenarios to inspire the boys, but it's good fun.
I wanted to ask you about that connection, because you just mentioned it before, but you know, we've seen Brad Green, who's worked at other footy clubs, really getting back into the passion of Melbourne again. I mean, it's scary to think it's been 13 years since you've played. And I don't think, apart from Nathan Jones, there's anyone on the list that you would have played with. Correct me if I'm wrong there.
No, there's not. No.
Yeah, but so how deep is that connection, that feeling? I mean, do you get nervous before games? Do you still get into, you know, get involved in the club at all?
Oh, look, not really. Look, they've got the David Neath Academy, which is for the first to third year players. So I go down and have a chat to those guys once or twice a year, which is great. And there's six of them playing on the weekend on the prelim final. So there'll be a few of them, young. Well, he's in the mix, Dowie at least. Probably a few selection things to come up during the week, but. But guys like him and Keziah Pickett, Luke Jackson, there's just Rivers, Trent Rivers. So the whole stack of those young kids that are really young, but they're just performing at a great level. So I guess I've got a bit of a connection through that. And we do have a past player group that catch up at the 10 and have a run most Saturday mornings. And we had a good session with the current day players earlier this year where we had some hill runs and, well, probably less hill runs for me, and it was more about the breakfast afterwards. But you know, Goody and Max Gawn orchestrated that, and they were really keen for the players to understand, obviously, connection to past players, but really respecting the game and respecting the opportunity that they've got. So, you know, that theme of respect for obviously the past, but also for the game, has been running really strong within the group.
How many Melbourne supporters have come knocking for just looking for access to something, Nita, through the last couple of weeks or even the last couple of months in the build-up to the finals? Because they're jumping out of trees at the moment in my world, these Melbourne supporters that haven't existed, and all of a sudden they're wearing colours, they're getting tattoos. It's all on.
Right, there's fences painted all over the town.
Yes.
It's just magnificent to see the colours and, you know, just shining brightly. And I guess over the past little while, Melbourne supporter would have shunned away a little bit and sort of skipped away from the finals conversations and really, really wearing their colours proudly. But you know, the group of players and the club have done such a great job, and there's a lot of pride amongst the Demon faithful right now. One more to go, hey? Let's see if we can get it over the line.
What impresses you most about this team?
I think it's just their evenness. I mean, as much as they've got, you know, five All Australians is an amazing, talented team, but it's their evenness all the way through the group, their sort of commitment to their role, and I think it's really just the pressure is the key for them. It's all built off that manic kind of pressure, and then, you know, they've got enough faith in themselves that there's enough talent that'll sort of push them through, but it's all based off that real grunt effort, which is a great base for playing footy, and particularly finals footy.
Nita, did you know last week in the prelim final that it was game over when Max took a mark 45 metres out, played on and snapped it over his left shoulder?
There was a little bit of celebration going on. it was all pretty exciting. I run a beer company these days called I'll Prop Plug Myself. Fremantle Beer Company, and we've got a new beer out, the Mouth of the South, so make sure, you know, all the Demons fans get hold of the Mouth of the South before the big game. But look, I was doing a hell of a lot of sampling, and by the time Maxi snapped that goal, I was very excited.
Well, it's not just a great brew, the Mouth of the South, and one of the other beers you get involved with there at Brewmanity, but you're raising money for MND as well. Is that what through a Melbourne connection, or is that just another little side thing that came along?
No, it's how we started the beer company, to be honest.
Right.
I was interested in one of my mates worked for one of the bigger beer companies, and we'd spoken a few times, you know, one of these days let's create our own beer company. Which probably would never have happened. But when Neil Danaher started raising funds for Fight MND, we said, oh, look, we've always spoken about it. Let's put a beer out there and raise some money for Neil. So that was back in 2015. So, yeah, we've raised about $275,000 so far for the cause.
Was it?
Awesome. So each beer, a little bit goes back to Fight MND with each beer. So we just committed to continually supporting obviously Neil and what he does and supporting all the people that are suffering with MNDs and their families.
Yeah, we're seeing a few Brewmanity signs around town, and I know the brewery's sort of coming together down near Bell's Hotel. It's not far away, is it, for becoming a big deal?
No, that's right. So it's only been seven years in the making. The brewery, we've got a little patch of dirt in South Melbourne, which we'll put a brewery and a lovely bar and a rooftop, city views. It'll be epic once it's done. But it's probably going to be March or something next year, I'd say, somewhere around that time. So look out for that as well.
Well, Nita, you've done well there. You've brought it up nicely, and then half and wide, you've run with it for the last 5 minutes. So you've got a good point.
He's done a good job, hasn't he?
At the end of the day.
It's a small point,
Jono. Look after you, Jono.
That's brilliant, Nita. I love it. Now, how do you see this midfield battle playing out as a whole, mate? Because this is where the game, especially around centre bounce, I think it'll be won or lost.
Look, it is. And I suppose for us, we'll take some cues out of particularly the first game that we played. We really clamped down on Liberatore and really went to work at the source. And I think that's critical I'll be a bit biased, but from a Melbourne perspective. I think the Bulldogs, their run on the outside is elite. I mean, both midfields are elite, but I think Melbourne has to dominate it at the source. If it gets on the outside, that makes it a bit more difficult, and good service, obviously, into Big Norton. And the forwards down there, so I think that's the critical part for the Demons' point of view.
Are you confident they can win, Nita?
I know that they can win, but you've got to win, you know. And they're a great opposition, the Dogs. You know, and as Jono's saying, their midfield's been bolstered as well with Treloar coming in. They're two really talented midfields. And if they both play at their best, it's going to be one hell of a game. So, I know we'll perform. I don't know we're going to win, but I know we'll perform.
How many former teammates will get in touch, do you reckon, with Neil in the next week, building up to the grand final? You mentioned him before, and he's become not just a spiritual leader of the Melbourne Footy Club, he's almost the spiritual leader of football these days with how he's carried himself through this enormous battle that he's facing. Do you reckon there'll be plenty of contact with Neil the next week?
Oh, yeah, he's enormous. There already is contact with Neil. We've got a WhatsApp group with Neil. We call it the old dilapidated Demons. And Neil heads that up, and each week he asks us about the matchups, who would you play on him, and all that sort of stuff. So he's still coaching our WhatsApp group. So it's a lot of fun. Everyone has a bit of banter with that. I think lots of guys will make contact with Neil.
Well, there'll be plenty of people raising one of those Mouth of the Souths this week and next week to Neil, enjoying the build-up to what's going to be hopefully a famous day for your football club, Nita. Great to have a chat, mate. Always a pleasure to have you on. You're welcome anytime.
Yeah, thanks, Harf. And not too much luck to you, Jono, but we hope it's a good game, mate.
That's exactly my sentiment back to you, Nita. So enjoy, mate.
Cheers.
Good stuff. David Neath.